Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome back to the Compound Podcast. This is episode 77 or 78? 77?
77.
Dakota's actually in bed. He's actually laying in bed with a blanket, and it is 78.
78, and told you.
Just his head sticking out.
I'm the tiredest human of all time. My alarm went off, and I'm exhausted.
The 9 a.m. recording is not doing it.
I haven't had to wake up this early all year. We don't even have like that early of games. It's the earliest I've been up in months.
Where are you right now?
Des Moines, Iowa, before we get on a bus to St. Paul, Minnesota. Minnesota, eh?
How can you sleep with all the light coming out of those windows?
What did you say?
Is there a lot of light coming in?
Yeah, it helps me get up in the morning so that I don't slumber all day like a bear.
Yeah,
it's working
really well.
It is working. I'm awake. It's 9 o'clock and I'm awake for you guys, for my friends.
What time do you get up for day games?
As late as possible. If it takes 10 to 11, I'm up at 9:45 and the door at 10.
You guys playing many day games with the six game?
Usually have one or two a week. Usually have a Sunday and like a Wednesday mixed in.
Oh, nothing worse than the Wednesday day game, huh?
The Wednesday with all 15 people on the stands.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, I was surprised. We were in Philly this week, and they're in the middle of the chase. Bryce is having a year after watching Bryce for one series in September. I've decided that he's the NL MVP.
I was going to say, is that your pick for MVP?
That's my pick to collect. Give it to him. I mean,
guys, unless someone wins Triple Crown.
That's in the AL.
That's in the AL. Okay.
Oh, no one could do it in the NL? Not possible? I don't believe you. They could.
Crazy from under the sheets there. but Bryce he was so locked in every at bat. His numbers are insane. The whole package is crazy.
It's like gone under the radar.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Because of Tatis for like three quarters of the year. And then when he kind of got hurt and came back, I feel like it stopped a little bit, right? And then Bryce just kept going the whole time.
Yeah, Tatis still has a ton of homers. Adam, and Bryce doesn't have as many RBIs as you might think he has with the rest of the numbers.
He's got over 30 homers, right?
Yeah.
That's wild. You know who's coming close to 30 homers? Is IH8. He's on his fucking way.
I'm sneaking up on it.
Ian.
Sneaking fucking up on it.
Ian, how do you like Trace Thompson?
Trace is great. He's a little quiet right now. He's a little quiet right now. I'm sure he wasn't.
No, he'll always be like that. He's a very quiet person. But he was at 16 homers. He was at 16 homers, and we had 3 weeks left or 4 weeks left, something like that. It was before the Toledo series, 4 weeks left. And I said to him, I said, oh, like only four homers in 4 weeks to get to 20. Like, that's, you should be able to get that. He goes, four? Why not 14? Why don't I get to 30? He then proceeded to hit five home runs in like 4 days. And I said to him when he told me that if – like he could hit 14. I go, if you hit 14, you'll be in the big leagues. Like they won't be able to not call you up. He proceeds to hit five in a series and he gets called up.
And then he hit one in Milwaukee. Zach, I heard, were those five against you guys?
Oh yeah. To center and to right center too.
I heard from Nico that you told him Trace Thompson can hit a sinker. If you throw that guy a sinker, it's getting demolished.
It was like no matter what pitch it was, if it was a sinker, it was going out to center or to right center. Like we had a sidearmer come in, and it's like, I don't think I've barreled up like a sidearmer, and I hit sinkers pretty well. And it was just like, he hits an like right center homer. And I was just like, how does that translate?
Just feeling it. Sometimes you just feel in the flow, doing it, working it.
He swangs it.
I don't like WAR. I'm going to say this. I do not like WAR as a metric. Bryce Harper has a 6.3 WAR and Tatis has a 5.9 WAR. I don't like WAR. I don't know what it means. I don't know how it's calculated.
All the baseball writers like it though, so that could be used in his corner.
I was going to say, you're going to get murdered for that take. It's the best metric.
I think a lot of people don't like it, but it
doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't even tell you WAR anywhere near how it's calculated.
It's stupid.
Only thing I know is what it stands for.
Hey, Dakota, sad day. JJ Redick's retiring.
Guy's a bum. Ian.
What?
Did I tell you? I definitely didn't tell you, but guess who started the game for the Iowa Cubs on Sunday?
You did.
I did. I'm a starter.
How many innings did you throw?
Well, I'm not a starter. I only threw two innings.
Were you an opener?
We didn't have a starter. So guess what happened?
Did you say I volunteer as tribute?
First of all, the wind was, I mean, you've played in Omaha. You both have, I think.
Oh, save it.
Zach, it was literally gale force winds.
Hey. No, I don't want to hear it. That's an excuse.
Are these metrics typically a home run? So I come in to start and I go first pitch, like I'm throwing it right down the middle. Like, I don't care. Well, I threw it right down the middle and it went over the fence. So first pitch of my start, home run.
What were the metrics?
25 launch, 98 exit velo.
Where was close. It?
Depends on where it goes.
It was to left center. The deepest part of Omaha's park, because the wind was blowing directly out to left.
Usually that's only a down the line.
Thank you.
Usually a dead left or dead right homer.
Thank you. And then I got the next six guys out. Oops. So I'm hoping I get to start again this next series, because starting's really fun.
Can you please?
The best part was it was on a Sunday.
Oh my God.
I started and then I got to go in and watch football. / the rest of the iCubs game.
Can you please throw first pitch off speed if you start?
Well, I was gonna.
Don't do that. Why? Because it's John last week wouldn't like you.
See, I was going to, and then I literally said to myself, "I go, who fucking cares? Like, honestly, I hope they swing and they pop out." And he swung, and I mean, he didn't pop out, obviously. But I was
just
like,
"Just throw a good sinker next time. Throw a good sinker."
Yeah, I just kind of threw a dick ball, and I was like, "Well." Good swing.
You gotta throw a sinker down and away.
Yeah, it wasn't the best. Well, not also, the lefties, but.
Quick friend of the pod, Johnny Lester, 200 wins last night.
It's kind of weird seeing him. I actually saw a tweet, I think it was from Dom, saying that like he hugged Yachty, and it was just like, that's kind of insane.
Kind of crazy. He's had some guys catch him over his career.
Jeez,
from Jason Veritek to Yadier Molina.
The most cool shit he's probably seen and done. Ugh.
So much cool shit. And I looked it up last night. I think there's only like 116. This would be a good one for the research team as he's researching something else for us. Here's another one, research team. Go get him with this one. So Johnny, I think there's been like 110 – maybe a little bit more, maybe 116 guys to ever win 200 games in the big leagues ever in the last 120 years of the game.
Baseball.
How many of those have done it in the modern era, like since 1980, since guys weren't starting four times a week, since we weren't throwing 400 innings a year, since 1980, how many pitchers have won 200 games in their career? I bet that's a low number. Put him in the hall.
I just couldn't imagine doing something for so long at such a high level. I couldn't.
He's been really good with the Cardinals. I do think this is it for him. I don't think that he's going to keep going, but.
You think this year?
I don't know. I mean, God, he's played for so long. He's got 200 wins. What else does he have to prove? But he's been throwing great for the Cards. He goes every his last his first couple were a little bit rough, and then his last like I don't know three, four, five starts have been six innings, two runs, five innings, two runs, seven innings, two runs, like every single one. Just keep it a minute. Okay, we got Tatis versus Harper. All right, Tatis 285, 368, 620 slash line. 39 homers, 92 RBIs, 25 bags. 25 bags is pretty impressive. 988 OPS. And then you have Harper hitting 311. Ugh, 311. Ugh. With a 427 on base and a 620 slug. 33 homers, 80 RBIs, 13 bags. 47 OPS. I mean,
I was always one to say like Bryce Harper was kind of overrated because he won. Did he win an MVP? And it yep. was just he only won one, and it was kind of. I don't think he played the
only
whole year.
One. Only what a loser.
One MVP.
Only one MVP. Wow. How embarrassing for him.
You guys done?
It's a horrible take. You're an idiot. Sorry.
You're a bum.
Sorry. Now that, I'm done.
So the only year. So he won that one. And then I, from what I remember, I could be wrong. Another high level year he was hurt for like half the year. So it kind of had an asterisk next to it. And all of his other years have kind of been. I mean, above average, obviously, but not like when you think of Bryce Harper, I feel like you think he's top five in the league, top eight.
That's the thing about Bryce is that it's not fair. You have to like, because of how famous he was coming up, because of the expectation, because of the 1-1 pick, like
that's what I mean.
You just expect that he's going to win an MVP every year, which it's not, this isn't basketball. You're not.
He's also made some noticeably different swing changes as well.
He has. The last 2 years, he's made some really good swing changes. But he's always been a good player. Like he's never had a bad year. And maybe since he was 21, like maybe that was his like, you know, he's even since his MVP year, like every year has been really good, really good. He walks a ton. He's always on base. His on base percentage. Since he was 22, his on base percentage has been well over 350. His lowest on base percentage is 372. He's got 4 years of on base over 400. Like his numbers are bananas. It's just and he's a 6-time All Star. It just people expect him to be Mike Trout, and Mike Trout's Mike Trout. And I think with these swing changes and just seeing him like how locked in he is, I think he will be. I think he's just getting better.
I just can't believe he's only won one MVP. How embarrassing for him!
We were talking about in the outfield. Rivas and Ortega came over during pitching change, and they're like, "How old's Bryce?" And I was like, "I think he's 28, 29. I think he might just turn 29. He's got 10 years."
Oh, dude, he was up when he was barely got his driver's.
He's
license.
Got 10 years in the big leagues. He's 29.
He couldn't even drive himself to the park.
Literally. Literally, dude, he had a driver for everywhere he went when he's going to travel ball games.
It's fucking crazy.
It's insane. Could you? Yeah, couldn't imagine.
He's still 28. He's still 28. He hasn't turned 29.
Timeout. He's 28 still.
He doesn't turn 29 until October.
What a joke. Holy shit. Hey, do you miss playing second base so when guys get on base that you can't talk to them anymore?
Sometimes. Other outfielders.
Yeah. Right.
Other outfielders that I know or that I like talking to, you know, throughout the course of a series when like they're on second base and you're just like in like left field looking at them like, no. I try at least like if there's somebody that I really want to talk to, I try to get out there to say hello in center field before the game one time. But it doesn't always, you know, the guys have different routines. Doesn't always line up.
Right.
Okay, this is an unofficial research team stat, completely and totally unofficial. Since guys that debuted after 1985, that's the year that the research team picked, 1985, 19 guys since 1985 have 200 wins. The list of those names is probably hilarious. It's probably like Randy Johnson, Schilling, Scherzer, 19. 200 wins. Johnny Lester is third in active wins. Probably behind
Kershaw.
Scherzer and Kershaw?
I don't know.
Speaking of Scherzer.
Maybe Greinke.
Kershaw might not have as many, actually.
You're right. He's been hurt a little bit. I don't know if Kersh has, but their teams have always been so good.
Have you seen Scherzer's number since he's gone to the Dodgers?
Those are hilarious. Like a
two.
Those are rude. Yep. Kershaw only has 185. Kershaw has 185. Kershaw has 185.
Told you.
That's good. It's got to be Grinke. I'm going Grinke and Scherzer. Verlander and Grinke. Scherzer doesn't have 200? Is that so?
That's very surprising.
Can you think about all the people who, or all the players in the last however many years, 5 years, who have been on the Nationals?
No.
Think when we were talking about Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper. Scherzer. Juan Soto, obviously. Scherzer.
Jason
Trey Worth. Trey Turner. Jason Worth. And now they're.
Wilson Ramos.
Bangs. Wilson Ramos. Howie bangs, Kendrick. Dude. Howie Kendrick. Bangs. Did he retire Rendon. Or is he still playing? Rendon. Still there.
No, he's not.
No, I'm saying when he was there, I'm saying he's on that team. Obviously,
Zimmerman.
Kyle Schwarber.
Are we just naming random Nationals? Josh Harrison.
They're not random. They're nasty. I'm saying, like, this team went from obviously winning the World Series 2 years ago, and now they're rebuilding.
Scherzer
debuted. Juan Soto's still hitting 360 after the All-Star break.
I think
Juan Soto is the best player ever.
Ever.
Scherzer.
Falls hard.
Scherzer has 190 career wins. He debuted in 08. 220 win seasons, 2021 wins, and 218 win seasons. I'm just saying getting to 200 wins is really hard, and I don't think another pitcher will get to 300 wins. Hot take.
You don't
somebody
think,
will do it.
Yeah.
That someone but, will get to 300?
I don't, maybe not. I don't know that anyone will ever get to 300 wins again.
No,
it's just different now, a different game. They don't throw however many innings, they just hand it over to the bullpen.
Well, I'm trying to think who would even come close.
You'd have to have 15, 20-win seasons.
You have to come up.
Yeah, you have to be 20 years old when you come up.
You have to come up at age 20, which doesn't happen that often anymore, and you have to get 15 wins a year. And typically, if you're coming up at age 20, your team's not very good because you were drafted really early, so the team was bad.
You have to get 15 wins for 20 years, or you have to get 20 wins for 15 years, or some kind of combination of that. Like, that doesn't happen. And there's no, like, even if you come up at 21, by the time you're 35, are you still winning 15 a year? Sure is.
Dude, he's so good.
I mean, Verlander's been so good for so long. He's got 226.
Yeah. And he's
CC Sabathia finished with 251, played on a lot of good baseball teams. And played forever.
Hey, it's crazy, like
Yankee great.
20 wins is like a lot in a season. A lot.
20 wins will lead the league
a
every
lot.
Year.
A lot.
I saw Johnny win 19 one year, and it was the most amazing thing I've ever seen. He won every game.
Just like every time he goes out, it's a win.
Every single time.
How many starts do pitchers get? Like 35?
30. Between 30 and 33.
Ian. Off topic, but can you start wearing your Connect Roaster stuff to just to rival Zach's shitty company?
Yeah, I got a shirt I should have just put on.
I'm calling it shitty because I still have never had it. So, you know, that's what they get.
We did a cool shoot at Wrigley yesterday. Cool stuff coming out. Got canned cold brew coming out. Canned cold brew.
No, I did see that. That's sick.
Boys already have it.
Oh, what's that new company you're with?
That milk that you guys have?
Boys already got it.
The watch thing.
Oh yeah, that's pretty cool. I have it. I actually have it here. It's a bat. It's a bat that has watch parts in it and pieces of my bat. It's pretty nuts.
This actually, it sounds like I'm setting him up for like an ad, but I actually thought it looked really cool and I was meant to ask.
Well, Dakota, since you mentioned ad breaks, why don't we do one? You didn't know it. You were teeing me up. It's producer Tom, and let's take this time to talk about our sponsor today. Who else could it be? Of course, it is DraftKings. Week 2 of football is in the books, and now it is time to review the tape and get ready for Week 3 with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the National Football League. To kick off another action-packed week, DraftKings is giving new customers $150 instantly, $150 when they bet $1 on any football game. Listen up, because you do not want to miss this. Head to DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 on any week three game to receive $150 in free bets instantly. If the sportsbook is not yet available in your state, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code COMPOUND to receive $150 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code COMPOUND this week at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the National Football League. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Thanks for the alley-oop, Dakota. Now, back to talking about Ian's watch.
I couldn't figure out what it was
yet. That's what I mean. I just thought it was really cool. So I wasn't like setting it up.
What is this, a fucking glow stick or something?
I thought it looked kind of sick.
Yeah, it looks dope.
Can I get one with your bat in it?
It is my bat.
Where's your shattered
Louisville? I want one like that. Yeah, find the barrel.
It is my shattered.
That's what the barrel and you wouldn't be able to do that.
The project's actually called Shattered Louisville.
Shattered Louisville?
No, that's not what it's called. That's a joke because there is a wood chip Louisville slugger in there.
Well, hey, hitting's hard.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
How did you end up doing that?
Well, it was a friend of mine who I met in 17, actually when I was in AAA, and he was working for a watch company at the time, and we worked together, and then he worked in Manhattan at a watch shop there, and then he just went out on his own and he wanted to do this collab. So we worked together on this, which is pretty cool. He came to Miami, we did a shoot. But the coolest, one of the coolest parts of this was the PR was bananas. There was an article in Rob Report. I don't know if you guys read Rob Report. It's fantastic. You should check it out. Vanity Fair, Forbes, like some crazy. Like I was like, what? But pretty
Zach,
cool.
If there's one thing we know, Ian Happ can network.
Network.
It's fucking right. It's fucking right.
I'm going to go completely off topic here. Dakota knows how much I've been talking about it the last few days.
Jets stink.
No, I'm done with them. I'm not done with them. I'm done with them until Sunday.
Sorry.
Hey, Ian, I'm going to go out on a hard no for Ian here. Has he followed any of that Brian Laundrie and Gabby Petito case?
I'm going to be honest with you, Zach.
Come on, dude.
I didn't even open what you said.
That's fine. I don't care because it's more so towards the other three. I saw you guys
about it, and I didn't look at it.
I know something of it, but if you'd like to give us your hot take.
It's not even a hot take. It's just like I think I'm so interested in it because of how outlandish this is, and it seems like it's a Netflix thing, but it's like real life, which is really sad.
Really sad.
Yeah, they found her. And he's still on the run. And so he apparently went home to his parents, whatever, and they said they didn't really think of anything. Might have told them, and then he's like, all right, I'm going for a hike. And then brought his car to where they're it's called the Carlton Reserve or some shit. I don't know what it is. And a few days later, the parents just pick up their car that he left there. And then they call the police. They're like, oh, yeah, he's missing, by the way. Yeah, he's on the run.
Hey,
I just you know what? Go on Twitter and just look it up.
They confirm confirm yes. She's dead.
Yes.
Oh, that's horrible.
So they found out where like their van was. These other YouTube bloggers were like filming where they were going through the woods, and then they found out that they were just like going through their video that they recorded, and they were just like, "Holy shit, this is that person's van."
Yeah, you know what I didn't get about that is like how there's a bunch of YouTube bloggers taking videos and
well, look what we do. It's just them doing it on their travel, I guess.
Are we bloggers?
We tried to be.
We did try to be. We weren't very good at vlogging. We weren't very good at being consistent with our vlogs. It takes a lot of time and effort.
Remember when you were editing everything by yourself?
Oh, God. Thank God Tom's here. Here's a quick question. The playoffs are coming. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like the not officially out of it yet, Zach. Not officially out of it yet, but doesn't look like the Cubbies or the Tigers are going to be rolling into the playoffs.
Neither of you are eliminated yet. Why?
I don't think so. We could go on a run here. There's still 12 left.
That's crazy. There's only 12 games left. Holy shit.
I'd like to know if we did a live watching of a game where we watched the game live and commentated or gave our thoughts on the game as it was happening, if people would watch that, if our fans would tune in to a playoff game with neither the Tigers or the Cubs involved and watch us talk about the game.
I'd be down.
Please tell us. Damn it, we've both been eliminated. Come on, Tom, don't burst our bubble.
How are the Cubs not eliminated?
Well, he just said we are.
Oh, no, the Tigers aren't yet. Tigers are 11 and a half out of the second wild card. So you just got to win out and have the Blue Jays lose out.
Yeah,
could happen.
We're gone.
141 to 140.
I think that'd be pretty cool to watch a game and talk about it, especially like if one of us has faced the pitchers before, or if we faced them like in the minor leagues. But hey, this guy, you know, when I faced him, he would throw this nasty cutter or whatever.
Yeah, and especially if it's a if it's either the central teams, you know, if it's the NL Central, right, if it's the Brewers or the Cardinals, if they're in it, or if it's the White Sox, you know, those are teams that we've played a lot this year,
right,
both of us. So I think we could do a few of those games, that first series, and kind of talk about it, do it live, see if the people like it, see if the people hate it.
Yeah, no, I'd be down. Maybe we could do it from the golf course when I'm playing.
Yeah,
when I get home.
Yeah, I shot an 84 yesterday.
That's pure.
Left some putts out there even. Should have shot like an 81.
You're swinging it, huh?
I'm kind of nasty. I was probably 4 for 14 on fairways, but the irons and the wedges are real nice.
Lock
the putter.
You know what we've been talking about all episode, but we haven't actually gotten a hot take, is if Tatis or Harper is the MVP.
I think it's Harper. Wow, they both have the same slug, except Harper has 80 points higher. Yeah, 60 points higher on base.
Tatis has 6 more homers, 12 more RBIs, and 12 more bags.
You know, if they flip a coin.
But I think he has got less games played.
Yeah, he does, because he went on the IL, what, 2 or 3 times?
2 or 3.
I think if they flip a coin and they pick whoever, I wouldn't have a problem with either of them winning. But, I mean, it's between those two. Could Soto win or no?
I don't think so.
Giovanni Soto?
No, Gregory Soto.
Gregory Soto, I meant? That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Closer for the Tigers. Let's go.
He's hurt. He's on the IL.
I think whichever team makes the playoffs should get the MVP.
I don't think either of them are going to make the playoffs.
They have the same record. They're both – oh, yeah, jeez. I didn't realize the Cardinals were playing well.
Cardinals,
I'll tell you what, man, I haven't – nothing. I watch baseball all the time.
I did see that it looks like it's going to be a big lift for Vladdy to get the Triple Crown. That RBI lead has slipped away because Salvador Perez is the best hitter ever. Can we give a huge shout-out and congratulations to Salvi Perez signing that $80 million deal, having people shit on it, and then going out and hitting 46 pumps and counting? He might hit 50 pumps this year. All-time catcher record. Fuck off, Johnny Bench. Look at Salvi Perez go.
Clip that. Ian said, fuck off, Johnny Bench.
No. I didn't mean that. I've met Johnny Bench. He's a Cincy guy. He's got large hands.
Well, you said it.
Salvi Perez.
He's been, like you said, he signs the deal and just says, guess what? I'm worth even more than that because I'm going to hit 50 homers in the first year of the deal.
Imagine if he would have been a free agent after hitting 50 bumps as a catcher.
No.
How much are you paying him?
I don't know if we said it. He plays every single day.
Every day
in the hot ass Kansas City weather.
And he doesn't care.
It is unbelievable.
He'll get concussed and he'll go right back there behind the plate.
They had some rehabber This is going to sound mean. I had some rehab catcher in Omaha last week, and I was like, I've never heard of this guy before. And someone in the bullpen's like, yeah, because Salvador Perez catches literally every single game. So the back
117 starts at catcher. That's outrageous. And then he's DH probably what? So you said there's what, 12 games left? 13 games left? I mean, that's so much. That's so much for a catcher.
Plays every day. He's got like 115 RBIs or something crazy like that. He's going to have like, he's going to have close to 50 homers and 120 plus RBIs.
Yes.
That's insane.
Back to Juan Soto really quick. He has 127 walks with only 83 punchy.
Vladdy might have to still win MVP though. So I'm scrolling through like the stat leaders and his face just pops up as the leader of that. Like he has the most runs scored, the most home runs, most hits, highest batting average, fifth most or tied for fourth most ribbies. Although he's not on the stolen bases leader, sorry.
Man, that's weird.
Other than that, he's like at the top of everything.
The only, I mean, Shohei Ohtani is, he's got a 7.2 WAR and Vladdy has a 6.8. Like, it's not that big of a difference.
No, for a guy that's starting games.
I think they give it to Ohtani just because of how crazy it's been, but I don't know.
I mean, Vladdy's, I don't know, man. But he's having a pretty dang good year.
In the history of the game, left-handed pitchers with 200 wins. John is number 9. The list is Eddie Plank.
Eddie
probably pitched. That was his first year was 1901. So
Eddie.
Oh my good pal Ed.
He was thrown every day. Whitey Ford.
Old Plankster.
Carl Hubble. Lefty Grove. Randy Johnson. Tom Glavine. CC Sabathia. Andy Pettit. I don't know why Andy Pettit's not in the Hall of Fame, by the way.
Can I say why?
Didn't he admit to do HGH?
I say why? Because he took roids.
Did he actually do the roids?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was like the only one who admitted it during that time.
Oh. Yes.
Like he was on trial and he was like, yeah, I did it. My shoulder was all
look at
out.
Look at his playoff numbers. They're insane.
Yeah.
But Johnny also has a 3.65 ERA, which is lower than CC Sabathia and Andy Pettit. And Tom Glavine, who was a shoe-in Hall of Famer, had a 3.54. John had a 3.65. John's winning percentage is 630, which is better than Tom Glavine, CC Sabathia, and Andy Pettit, and only worse than Randy Johnson. The other guys, I'm sorry, but they played before 1970, so not the same game.
That's
pretty impressive from Johnny.
Do you ever, when he was with the Cubs, did he ever like tell you about all the cool shit he's done, or no?
I mean, yeah, he's done a lot of cool shit. He's got 3 rings, played with a lot of cool players. Those Red Sox teams were unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's done a lot of cool shit. A lot of cool shit.
God.
Can't wait to see him. He's coming into town this weekend. We're going to hang out, and then we're going to St. Louis for the end of the year. So
you're going to hang out again?
We get to be friends. Yeah, it'll be great.
Where do you guys finish?
St. Louis. We go Pittsburgh to St. Louis last week.
Dakota, where do you guys finish? At home?
Yeah, we go to St. Paul this week and then home next week.
Dakota, you jumping in the car and going right home to Michigan?
You're damn right I am. Can't wait. I've missed too much NFL.
When's your last game?
October 3rd.
October 3rd?
Yeah.
Same?
Yeah, it stinks.
Yeah, October 3rd's late. It's kind of a late finish.
I mean, yeah. I'm sitting here in the bushes playing until October 3rd. What are we doing?
Yeah.
They extended the AAA. When was it? Like in the middle of the year? They were just like, oh, yeah, guys, by the way, we're playing 10 more games.
Yeah, one of my best friend's weddings this weekend. Oh, wait, I can't go now. That's sick.
I just wish – so because like everybody else who's playing right now under AAA is playing for the playoffs. I wish they had some sort of system there if we were going to play these last 2 weeks.
I mean, we're playing a meaningless 10 games.
No, that's like I'm saying if – because we – the Mud Hens clinched last week for the division, and it's just like, all right, nice job, guys. Where it's like in AAA or in the minors, you don't really get that. You don't get to celebrate, you know? I mean
– it would be nice if they were like, all right, if we're going to play 10 more games, let's make it 10 playoff games.
Yeah, let's, you know,
and then the teams that didn't make the playoffs, they just play each other and are bored, right? Because you're gonna be bored anyway, right?
I think it would be cool to do that.
So normally the minor league season ends like September 3rd.
Yeah. Yes.
And this is a whole extra month of baseball.
Well, because
I know they you usually guys missed have a month early.
And they usually have like the expanded rosters for September, so they can have all the 40 man up. And now they realize they're like, oh shit, what if we need people to get called up? We're not going to call them off of their couch when they go home.
I do wonder if they will go back to a system of like, if next year, does the minor leagues again start 1 month late and then finish the same time as the big leagues? Or do they do something else? Because
God, I hope not.
That's a long spring training and that's horrible.
Oh my God. The one I will say though, the alternate site this year when we after big league spring training, we just played a lot of golf. We'll say that all through April, which is nice, but
also tough to play golf in April in Toledo.
I was gonna say, yeah. Would you rather play golf or baseball in the freezing cold?
Neither.
Honestly, that's a good question.
I'm gonna go neither. Keep me in the warm.
You already got up and got Starbucks. Look at you. You're proud of you, man.
I was up at like 7 o'clock this morning, 7:30.
Dakota, I'd like to congratulate you on the first ever Compound podcast from your bed.
I'm going to be honest.
No one's ever recorded without a shirt on from their bed before.
I'm going to be honest. I like rolled over and was like going to try to get up. And I'm like, man, I really don't want to get out of bed. And I just decided to stay on my back. And here I am.
Do you have anything to say about Parsley Rum before we do screen time?
I drank some last night. Maybe that's why I couldn't wake up early.
No, Parsley Rum doesn't give you a hangover. It's so clean.
No, I'm not hungover. I'm not hungover. I'm just tired. But yeah, I had some last night. It was delicious. It goes very well with some Dr. Pibb, if you will.
Grow up.
Did you plant? So you planted a tree?
I planted a tree. I've planted a lot of trees with the amount of bottles that I have.
Fuck yeah, you did. Let's look at our screen times. Zach's is probably really high.
Yeah, I didn't do a whole lot yesterday after golf.
84, man. I'm kind of nasty at golf now.
Good. So that means I can only give you what, 5 strokes a side then? Put some money up.
No, because you're a scratch golfer.
No. Come on, 84. Let's go.
You're a scratch golfer. My handicap on the app is a 10.4.
Good. So I'm giving you 10 strokes.
Yeah, 5 aside. You usually give me 6 aside. It's not that big of a difference.
Then you what are your screen times, damn it?
Then you give up on
6:13. 6:13 screen time. Fuck. Zach sucks at golf. Fuck. Zach sucks at golf. Zach thought he was good. He entered some amateur tours and he stunk.
I did stink. I'm way better than I was back then.
You needed me as your caddy. We all know that. 6:13. What's your screen time? Go.
I told you 6:40.
Oh God, 3:39 for me. You guys are insane. What are you doing on your phone?
Someone has to solve this case. There's what do you think I've been doing?
There's 24 hours.
What do you
hours
think I'm doing? They literally called me and said, hey, you need to solve this. So I've been on this day in and day out.
Yeah, right. Like you haven't lost focus and just started watching TikToks in the middle of your investigation.
No, I'm actually not Detective even joking. I am so interested in this case.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't even watch any of the videos you sent of it. I have no
clue. That's why it was only towards Mark. It wasn't really towards you.
Well. Ian, what's your screen time?
3:39, I said.
Yeah, no, for sure, man. Definitely.
Oh, time change. Hey, time change.
Go to Benny's, get a bottle of Parsley. I love Parsley. You love Parsley. We love Parsley. When I say Parsley, you say rum. Parsley.
Rum. No chance. Ooh,
nice
Poppy
job, Zach.
No chance.
Nice. Yeah, baby.
It was not Zach.
Also, from our last episode, I've identified my favorite fan in left field. His name, I guess, is Bleacher Jeff.
I saw that on Twitter.
Unbelievable.
Incredible.
Also, I think Trevor Plouffe said he would come on the podcast, so maybe that's something we do in the offseason. Maybe he watches a playoff game with us. I don't know. Why not?
That'd be sick. Sneaky's got some time.
Yeah.
He knows. He knows.
He's around.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
That's a chop. That's a chop.
That was a chop. Oh, he's not coming anymore. Oh, no.
Oh, honestly, you know what? I should say it's a chop because remember when we had beef? When they were doing the top plays and they were just like, oh,
that was
short of the Tiger.
Yeah, let him
know. It wasn't fucking coworker.
Let him know.
Could have fooled me. Didn't know he had 9 seasons. Could have fooled me.
Hey, research team, let Ploof know that we want to do a playoff game with him, huh? Have him join the compound for a playoff game watch party. All right. We got to go. Let's wrap it up.
I love Parse.
And we'll see you next week. 12 more games, 2 more weeks. Johnny got 200.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.